You are listening to the audio edition of The Economist.
Still in the business section.
The internet and file sharing. Dot-com bust. The arrest of Kim.com has rocked the world of cyber lockers.
Most people running a business that could end up on the wrong end of a lawsuit would keep a low profile. Not Kim.com. The boss of Mega Upload, a popular website that lets users store and share music, films and other content, Mr. Dotcom went out of his way to attract attention, and not just by changing his surname from Schmitz. He surrounded himself with glamorous women and fast cars bearing number plates such as Guilty. He likened himself to Dr. Evil, a movie villain, though he looks more like Dr. Evil's henchman, Fat Bastard. American investigators examining Mega Upload's business concluded that it was encouraging its users to share pirated content. They persuaded authorities in Britain, Hong Kong and other countries to seize the firm's assets and to arrest its owners, including Mr. Dotcom, who was nabbed by police in New Zealand on January 20th after being found with a shotgun in a safe room at his Mega mansion. The raid occurred just as Hollywood was howling after Congress gave up on a bill to crack down on piracy. The closure of Mega Upload, which insists it has done nothing wrong, has triggered a swift response from other file-sharing sites or cyber lockers. Some, such as FileSonic and FileServe, stopped users from sharing material with one another. Others, such as Uploaded.2, blocked users in America from accessing their services. And others, such as X7.2, shut down altogether. Their critics say this shows that cyberlockers realise illegal file sharing will no longer be tolerated. Correspondence cited in an indictment of the Mega Upload site in America suggests that the firm knew of the problems with illegal content. "We're not pirates," writes the author of one email cited in it. "We're just providing shipping services to pirates." The legal assault on Mega Upload will probably cause at least some traffic to migrate to cyber lockers in Russia and other countries where property rights are weak. Determined pirates could also make more use of torrent sites such as the Pirate Bay, which allow peer-to-peer transfers. The technology underlying such sites could make them even trickier to deal with than cyber lockers.